And welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. I am your host, Jeremy, the Impact York. Thanks for joining us this week. Some Gladiator news we will get into shortly. But first, as we like to do, we're going to start with some NHL news. Now, of course, if you want to, if you listen to us as part of a podcast or if you listen to us live, please go to the iTunes store, hit the subscribe button where you can always stay with the latest Impact Media broadcasts, including this show. You can search for us right there. Please leave us a rating and review. We definitely appreciate it. It allows us to keep this show free for everybody and allows us to keep doing amazing things and keep providing great content for you guys. Now, you can also follow us on Twitter at BoardCheck99, at the Impact99, or actually I think we're at BoardCheck. At BoardCheck, at the Impact99, at Team Impact Media. We love to talk to you guys. In fact, I ran into some fans of this show actually at a Georgia State game. It was nice running into you guys and nice meeting you guys. And as always, if you see us at one of these events, even if it's a non-hockey event, make sure to take a selfie with us or take a picture, photo with us. Tag us on social media, and we will try to send some swag out your way. We've got some awesome shirts coming up. Plus, we still have the old blue shirts if you'd like one of those. And also the green concussion shirts. We'll post all those up where you guys can see them. And if you guys like them, let us know. Now, let's talk about some NHL news. And I want to start, because this actually affects one of the Gladiators' future opponents, as well as a team in our division, the Norfolk Admirals. But the Predators have ended their affiliation with the Norfolk and Milwaukee Admirals. I actually think this more had to do with Norfolk, but it was a little odd. I've looked into it a little bit. It has pretty much been ever since the Admirals recently fired team president Michael Santos on November 16th. It's pretty much been since then. It's just now to get all the paperwork and all the fun things and figure out where some of the guys are going to go. But it's kind of weird to see it end where it does now. I feel like what it is Norfolk is wanting to fix some in-house things. I don't think it's anything real bad because they're a quality organization. They really are. And like I said, in the next couple of weeks, we will play some of the interview parts that I did with Walt Ruff, who used to work with them, who took another position before the season started. I don't think it had anything to do with any of this, but either way. Like I said, it's a little odd as far as the timing, but the Predators have shuffled their prospects accordingly. In fact, a couple of them have came to the Gladiators, and I'll go ahead and mention that part, and then we'll get more into it. We'll get more into it a little later. But I wanted to start with that. Like I said, it's a little odd in the timing, but this is Norfolk trying to fix some internal things, I believe, and keep going in the right direction that they are. I wish them all the best. As always, we are here if you guys need any help with anything that we can be of assistance, as usual. And here's the two players. Because as of this Tuesday, the Predators have reassigned goalie Matt O'Connor from the Milwaukee Admirals. And Milwaukee has also loaned us defenseman Rick Pinkston. Now, Matt O'Connor has appeared in two games this season. He has one game of NHL experience. He started for the Senators, stopped 31 of 34 shots in a 3-1 loss to the Canadiens back in 2015. He's 6'6", 205 pounds. That's a big dude. Played with the Wichita Thunder just last season. Spent most of his pro career with Binghamton and Milwaukee. Played at Boston University signed with Ottawa as a free agent, and the guy is pretty good. Pretty good. I look forward to seeing him in the maroon and gold. And then, like I said, we were loaned defenseman Rick Pinkston. Pinkston has been a pro for 3 years now. He played with the Allen Americans, the San Jose Barracuda. And is a Kelly Cup championship winner. So that should be fun. He went to Dartmouth. Actually known pretty well for their hockey players. A lot of people don't know that. Actually played with the Manchester Monarchs as well, besides the Admirals. And we welcome him to the team. I do not know what numbers they are going to wear. I'm sure we will find that out very soon. But it's good to have a couple other guys in the body, especially goalie-wise. You know, we had Matt Ginn get injured, so it's good to have another one in there, and we always need defense help. All right, I don't care which team you are. You always need great defensemen. So now let's get into some other NHL stuff. Patrick Kane of the Blackhawks. It seems like I bash on them a lot. Yeah, maybe I do. He's been fined $5,000 for slashing Anaheim's Nick Ritchie. I went back and I saw the video, same video that they looked at to review and to see if maybe he was guilty of a big-time slash and fine. And, yeah, I don't know what really got into Patrick Kane, but a little more unnecessary than it should be. It's part of hockey. You know, I'm not going to sit here and go, well, the violence and the physicality is just too much. No, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. It's part of that, just like it is football or anything else. They know what they're getting into, but, yeah, you got to watch those slashes. Also, Gabriel Landeskog of the Colorado Avalanche has been suspended 4 games for his cross-check on Calgary forward Matthew Tkachuk. Now, we all know that Matthew Tkachuk and his brother are very physical players as well, but yeah, that cross-check could have really, really, really seriously injured Matthew, and Gabriel knows better, so, you know, that is what it is. And some good news, before I get into some other stories, Roberto Luongo has joined only Patrick Waugh. Yeah, that Patrick Waugh. As the only two goalies to ever get 200 wins with two different teams. Luongo got his 200th win for the Florida Panthers just the other evening. And he also had 200 for the Vancouver Canucks just a couple seasons ago. Patrick Waugh, of course, got 280-something wins with the Montreal Canadiens, and then got about 240 with Colorado Avalanche. So the fact that Roberto Luongo and Patrick Waugh are in the same breath tells you exactly how good both of those guys are. In other news, forward David Backes is going to return to the lineup against the Tampa Bay Lightning on Wednesday. That would be today. He returns tonight for the Boston Bruins. They are very glad to get Backes back in the lineup. He had surgery November 2nd to remove 10 inches of his colon because of diverticulitis. I could tell you a little bit about diverticulitis. I haven't personally have it, but I have a family member that did, plus I know when Brock Lesnar had it. Basically, this thing makes it difficult based off your diet and excessive, not really physicality, but physical movement, such as working out or playing a sport. It really causes it to act up, and your insides get all jumbled up, and it's not fun. You stay sick. So hopefully this helps David Backes. He's back on the ice. It's great having him back. I know the Bruins could use a little bit of a spark. Also, the Winnipeg Jets are finally putting it together. You know, they have a 15-6-3 start right now. They won 7-2 against Minnesota on Monday. It gave them 15 victories in the past 24 games. They're you know, they're doing great between Wheeler, Helbiuk. I try to say it. I probably said it wrong. You know, I'm always going to kind of halfway have it out for them. just because of the Atlanta tie. It's not their fault. It's me holding a grudge that I shouldn't. But at the same time, you know, it's good to see them up there and doing well, because from the time they went up there, things weren't always going the way they should. And I actually want them to do well. I will say that. I actually want them to do well. So. All the Hockey Fights Cancer stuff has been fantastic, including Jets forward Nikolai Ehlers, who got this haircut that says, shaved into the back of his head, says Hockey Fights Cancer, and has the ribbon. That's really cool. They've done a lot of stuff with kids, which is always a great thing. And just some of it's the Hockey Fights Cancer Month is always one of my favorite months of the year, not just in hockey, of the year, because of all the great things they do and the fact that they feature a lot of these kids who are just, they're the true warriors. And, you know, the NHL recognizes that. The Penguins, goalie Matt Murray, yeah, the one who pretty much sent his predecessor to Las Vegas because of, you know, Fleury, because he's so good. He's going to be out for a little while. He was placed on injured reserve Tuesday. He left the 5-4 overtime win against Philadelphia on Monday in the second period, where Jacob Vrasic of the Flyers crashed into him following a breakaway. It's a very typical way that a lot of goalies get hurt. It's unfortunate. Matt Murray is a really, really good goalie. They have recalled DeSmith from the AHL, but this is going to really hurt the Penguins. They're going to have to really get it together. I feel like there was... Oh. Somebody asked me about this, and I see the text line saying something about it, so I'm going to say something too. The Dallas Stars. The Dallas Stars have been on a pretty good streak here recently. They actually beat the Golden Knights Tuesday. And they are 2-0 while wearing the yellow laces in their skates, and they're going to pretty much just keep doing it. Basically, they first wore these Friday on Jerry Lettinen's number retirement night. Lettinen wore the ties for most of his 14 seasons, especially his 875 game tenure in Dallas. And the Stars won 6-4 that night, so they decided to keep it up at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, where at the time the Golden Knights had won 9 of their first home games. But apparently there's something to these laces. They won 3-0. Where Radek Faxa's hat trick led the way. So, you know, it's sports. There's superstitions. And what do I think about it? If you're winning, you're winning. Keep them in. Sometimes it's all about the mind. And if you put your mind in a place where you think it is, then maybe they are helping you. And is there another one? Kopitar back is a good thing. Oh, the Penguins gave a 2017 Stanley Cup ring, the authentic one, to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang, along with General Manager Jim Rutherford, gave a 2017 Stanley Cup ring to the Hall of Fame just earlier today. This is the one that features more than 200 diamonds, including 10 yellow ones that comprise the Penguins logo on the face of the ring. It has the phrase back-to-back and two images of the Stanley Cup on the left side because of their 16 and 17 titles. That's pretty cool. Wouldn't mind having one, even though I'm not a Penguins fan. It's fine. They're nice looking. Really are. Oh, The Golden Knights signed defenseman Braden McNabb to a 4-year, $10 million contract last Thursday. It will run through the 21-22 season. He will average about $2.5 million a year. He would have been a unrestricted free agent on July 1st of next season. But he's been doing some great things for the Golden Knights, so they decided to lock him up and keep him there. And I think that's going to be a good thing. He's going to help be a cornerstone there. And that's all our NHL updates. Go ahead and catch you guys up on all of the playoff scenarios. Go by division. I think it'd be easier. Metropolitan Division. Columbus continues to lead with the Islanders and Devils kind of breathing behind them pretty close. Washington and Pittsburgh the same. Looks like the Rangers have actually picked it up as well. And Carolina, Philadelphia to pan out the division. The Atlantic. Tampa Bay holds a 3-point lead over Toronto. Long way distance in for third. You got Detroit with Boston, Montreal, Ottawa, and Florida all within range. And then Buffalo, I guess, trying to get a draft pick. I'm not real sure. Between Buffalo and Arizona, I just kind of shake my head. In the West, let's talk about the Central, where St. Louis holds a 2-point lead over Winnipeg and Nashville. Told you guys Winnipeg was doing well. A little bit further down the standings, about 5 points back, you have Dallas and Chicago. You have Minnesota shortly behind them and Colorado within range as well. Central's a very close division. And in the Pacific, the Vegas Golden Knights have taken over first place. I think they hold the tiebreaker over Los Angeles. Or maybe their name comes first. That's probably it. They are tied with the Kings with 31 total points. Just 3 points back are the San Jose Sharks, followed closely by Calgary, Vancouver, Anaheim, and Edmonton, and Arizona doing their best Buffalo impression in the West. Have we done the leaders list? There's some leaders. And in doing some leaders, maybe. There we go. Your point leader is still Steven Stamkos, who holds a 1-point lead over Nikita Kucherov and Johnny Gaudreau. He has 36 total points. Your goal leader. Hey, look at that. Familiar face. Especially around here, seeing as how there's a calendar on the wall with his face on it. Alexander Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals has taken over the goal lead. He has 18. Nikita Kucherov has 17. John Tavares with 16. Your assist leader is Steven Stamkos with 26, Johnny Gaudreau with 23, and Jacob Vrasic with 23 as well. I want to throw in Josh Bailey, doing some fantastic stuff, and has 23 as well. Your leader in plus-minus is Jaden Schwartz and Braden Schenn, both of which from the Blues, along with Vladimir Tarasenko. Those are your top three. It's crazy to see all that many Blues up there, actually. Alex Pietrangelo is up there as well. Let's talk about some goalies. Sergei Bobrovsky is the leader in goals against average, save percentage, and shutouts. And he is actually second to Alexander Vasilevskiy in wins. So Sergei Bobrovsky trying his best to be top goalie of the year. He probably should be, at least right now. Now let's get into some Gladiator news. The November record for our Gladiators, because they will not play another game in the month of November, is 7-2-2. That is fantastic. That is good for 16 points. That has put us in some good spots. It actually, I'm going to go ahead and get into the standings. Right now, that puts us tied for third, actually, with the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Yep, those pesky rabbits from across the state line. South Carolina Stingrays have a point better than that, and the Florida Everblades actually have 30 total points right now. They're on a heck of a run. But, yeah, we're tied for third. Pretty happy with that. Our point leaders up to this point, Phil Lane leads the team with 16 total points, 10 goals, which is a team best. And his six assists are about fifth or sixth. Lindsey Sparks actually has the most with 12. And is also our second leading scorer, 15 total points. We'll have a lot of people with goals and assists here. That's fantastic. As far as goalies, Sean Bonner has played 4 games. He is 4-0 with a 1.91 goals against average and a save percentage of .94. Dan Vladar in 9 games is 4-3-1. He has a 2.86 goals against average and a .908 save percentage. And then the injured Matt Ginn, feel better soon, Ginner, has played in 6 games where he has 2-3 and a shootout loss. He's given up 3.81 goals against and a save percentage of .889. That's your latest scores, stats, and such. To recap the games recently, last Thursday, we had a home game where we lost 2-1 to the South Carolina Stingrays. Let's see. Josh Atkinson with the lone goal in that one. Just some fantastic play, just could not get it to drop. Gave us the loss on that one. We were able to come back late in the third and beat Jacksonville, the Iceman, 2-1 on Friday. Goals in that one, Ben Marshall. Oh, actually, Alex Gasek slammed that one home. Ben Marshall with the assist. Lindsey Sparks with his third goal of the year on that one. With Ben Danford and Brady Vail in on that. Now, Bonner was able to stand on his head and get the victory there, which definitely helped us, moved us into part of the tie we're in now. And also, Sunday, we were able to defeat the Jacksonville Icemen 4-2 at home. We like playing Jacksonville. We do pretty well. The shot actually went off Brady Vail from Josh Atkinson. He got the fifth of the season. It's his first as a member of the Gladiators, so congratulations, Brady Vail, on that. With Danford with the goal there, assisted by Sparks and Tanner Pond. With Alex Gasek with the goal there, and Luke Sandler with the assist. With the captain, Derek Nesbitt, slamming that one home. Good to see him back on the goal scoring list. Darby Llewellyn and Taylor Steffensen with the assists. Been a fantastic time to be a gladiator, right? Now, I'm still checking on the actual part of this, because on Tuesday, the Providence Bruins recalled defenseman Ben Marshall. But I'd also heard that they had pulled that. But as far as I know, he is back in Providence. So good luck to Ben Marshall. Look forward to seeing you. Once you get back. And good luck while you're there. Upcoming games for our Gladiators. This Friday, December 1st, a 7:35 puck drop. The Florida Everblades will be in the Infinite Energy Center. There's also Sing for Santa Night 1. I'll get into that a little later. But definitely get your tickets. Go check that out. The following night, Saturday night, the Everblades will still be in town. Unless maybe we find a way to get them out of town. Puck drop is 7:05 on that one at the Infinite Energy Arena. On Sunday, the Solar Bears will be in town. The Orlando Solar Bears at the Infinite Energy Center. It's a 2:05 puck drop there. And next Wednesday at the Infinite Energy Center. This is fun to have quite a few home games in a row. But as this show will be going on, our Gladiators, a 7:05 puck drop versus the Iceman in the Infinite Energy Center. As always, you can go to AtlantaGladiators.com for more information, for scheduling, and other such fun things. Should be a lot of fun. This Friday and next Friday, Sing for Santa, Night 1 and Night 2. Definitely go check that out. For everybody here at Impact Media and Vortech, I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Gladiators!